Watch, political commentator, leftist posters radicalizing GA Tech students after Charlie Kirk's assassination. By Amy Furr on September 12, 2025. Political commentator David Kaye on Thursday pointed to leftist anti-Trump flyers on an American college campus one day after Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was assassinated, suggesting college students are being radicalized. A day after Charlie Kirk's murder, we're here at Georgia Tech University in Atlanta, Georgia. And the first thing I see when I come to the campus is the fall of the Trump fascist regime. Beginning November 5, 2025, he said while reading one poster. RefuseFascism.org needs to be investigated. Kay continued while pointing to a smaller flyer that also said, 2028 is way too late. Trump must go now. Kay then showed another flyer that said the time has come for the fall of the Trump fascist regime beginning November 5, 2025. No. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. Kay said the flyers were seen all over the campus. So, you gotta ask yourself, when you see posters like this nonstop, what are they advocating for? Are they inciting certain events that we have seen recently? He read again from one of the posters, saying, the time has come for the fall of the Trump fascist regime. The time has come. I want to say that again, the time has come. That is what a left-leaning organization on college campuses at Georgia Tech are propagating to college students. So when I walk around and I ask students, do you condemn the murder of Charlie Kirk? And they say no, it's most likely because of stuff like this. Kay wrote in the caption of his video, who is radicalizing college students across America to believe that Charlie Kirk's, sick, assassination is justified. Let's start with the organizations on campus calling for immediate action against President Trump. In a social media post on Wednesday, Refuse Fascism responded to Kirk's assassination and labeled him a key figure in the fascist movement associated with Trump. Kay also shared video footage of the moment he asked students what they thought about Kirk's murder. One of them said, he had it coming, I guess, while another said, live by the sword, die by the sword. Kirk, a champion for America and free speech, was fatally shot during a speaking event at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. His alleged assassin was later found and identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, according to Breitbart News. In 2023, Kirk reacted to former NCAA women's swimming star Riley Gaines being attacked by transgender activists at San Francisco State University, Breitbart News reported at the time. When every campus conservative speaker is labeled a Nazi, a fascist, a racist, or as somehow wanting a transgenocide by radical student groups and their allies in the mainstream media and administrations, he said, these domestic extremists feel free to assault and terrorize. Enough is enough. There must be real legal, educational, and career consequences for these criminals, and conservative states must lead the way.